Masechet Kelim, Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. We will now talk about Kele, Matachot, Metal, Kelim. We'll turn away from earthenware vessels and talk about metal utensils. We'll talk about two basic rules that only apply to metal Kelim. Mishnah says, Kele, Matachot, Peshutehen, Umkabelehen, Temein. There's a rule about metal Kelim, flat, and container kelim are both susceptible to tum'ah, as opposed to other types of kelim, like earthenware or glass or wood, etc., which cannot become tameh unless they are containers. When it comes to metal kelim, they do not need to become containers to become tameh. Next rule, nishberu taharu, if metal kelim were tameh, and then they broke, they become tahor like all other kelim. But the difference is, when it comes to metal kelim, if they no longer become tameh, if they are unable to serve the original purpose, even if they have some other purpose, but not the original purpose of the keli, they lose their tum'ah. Other types of utensils, like earthenware utensils, if they have some purpose, some useful purpose, then they still retain their kli, cleanness, that they're now a keli still, and therefore they do not lose their tum'ah. Hazar ve'asa mehen keli, hazru l'tum'atan hayshana. If a person took the pieces that broke and he made them into a keli again, they return to their old tum'ah. The new kelim are tameh, just like the ones that were already broken. On a derabanan level, Hachamim said, when you have a keli that is broken and put back together, on a derabanan level, it has to go through the purification process that the old tum'ah that the old tum'ah would have needed in order to purify it. According to Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, this last law is only about metal kelim of a certain style. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel omer lo lekol tum'ah, ela letum'ata nafesh. Says Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, this rule that the old tum'ah that it had before it was broken comes back, if the utensils put back together, applies not to every type of tum'ah, but only to corpse type of tum'ah. If there's a metal keli that had corpse tum'ah, and it broke, and it was made into a new keli afterwards, it was put back together, the new keli has the same tum'ah as the old one. But if the metal keli that became tameh from some other type of tum'ah and broke, and then it was put back together and made into a new keli, that new keli is tahor, according to Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel.